ಇದ್ದಾನೆ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಗೌರ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಪಂದ್ರಾಧಿ ಗೌರಾಂಜ ಶ್ರೀ ವೃಂದಾವನಾಂಜಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಸಮಭಕ್ತ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ
ಓಂ ನಮೋ
ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಮಾವೇಶ್ವರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸರ್ವಪುರಯ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತರಾಮ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಮಃ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಸಾದನೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಸಂಜೆವಾರಿ ಪಾಶ್ವಾಚರಿಸುತ್ತಾರೆ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ವೈದಿಕನಾಥ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರವಾಕ್ಷವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಕ್ಯ ವ್ಯವಹಾರಿತ್ ಧನ ಅನ್ಯೋ ವಾಕಿನಿ ಕಾತ್ರ ಅಪ್ಯವಹಾರ ಯತ್ಕಿಂಚಿತ್ ವಾ ವಿದ್ವೇಷಾಂ ಪ್ರೀತಿ ವಿತ್ತ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್. Translation: as far as transactions with money are concerned, if one person cheats another by a farthing or less, they become enemies. Wherefore, this is called samsara dabanala. Even in ordinary transactions between two people, there is inevitably cheating because the condition is self-protective in four ways. He is illusion, he makes mistakes, he is knowledge is imperfect, and he has a propensity to cheat. Unless one is liberated from material conditioning, these four defects must be there. Consequently, every man has a cheating propensity which is employed in business or money transactions. Although two friends may be living peacefully together, due to their propensity to cheat, they become enemies when there is a transaction between them. A philosopher accuses an economist of being a cheater. An economist may accuse a philosopher of being a cheater when he comes in contact with money. In any case, it's the condition of material life. One may profess a high philosophy, but when one is in need of money, he becomes a cheater. In this material world, so-called scientists, philosophers, and economists are nothing but cheaters in one way or another. The scientists are cheaters because they present so many bogus things in the name of science. They propose going to the moon, but actually they end up cheating the entire public of large sums of money for their experiments. They cannot do anything useful. Unless one can find a person transcendental to the four basic defects, one should not accept advice and become a victim of material condition. The best process is to take the advice and instructions of Sri Krishna's bona fide representative. In this way, one can be happy in this life and the next. Text 27. In this materialistic life, there are many difficulties, as I have just mentioned, and all of these are insurmountable. In addition, there are difficulties arising from so-called happiness, distress, attachment, hate, fear, false prestige, illusion, madness, lamentation, bewilderment, greed, envy, enmity, insult, hunger, thirst, tribulation, disease, birth, old age, and death. All these combine together to give the materialist conditions all nothing but misery. Purport: the conditions show how to give all these conditions simply to enjoy a sense gratification in this world. Although people declare themselves great scientists, economists, philosophers, politicians, and sociologists, they're actually nothing but rascals. Therefore, they have been described as Buddhas and Naranamas in Bhagavad Gita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Due to their foolishness, all these materialists are described in Bhagavad Gita as Naranamas. They have attained human form in order to get released from material bondage, but instead of doing so, they become further embarrassed amid miserable material conditions. Therefore, they're called Naradhamas, or lowest of men. One may ask whether the scientists and philosophers and economists and nuttists are also Naradhamas, the lowest of men, and the Supreme Personality of God replies that they are because they have no actual knowledge. They're simply proud of their false prestige and position. Actually, they do not know how to get released from the material condition and renovate the spiritual life of transcendentalism and knowledge. Consequently, they waste time and energy in the search for so-called happiness. These are the qualifications of the demons. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that when one has all these demonic qualities, he becomes a Buddha. Due to this, he envies the supreme personality of God, and therefore birth after birth he is born and put in the demonic family and transfer high grace from one demonic body to another. Thus he forgets his relationship with Krishna and remains in Naradama in the abominable condition, life after life. Sometimes the Krishna soul is attracted by illusion or self-violence. His wife or girlfriend can either too be embraced by a woman. Thus he loses his intelligence as well as knowledge of life's goal. At the same time, no longer attempting spiritual cultivation, he becomes overly attached to his wife or girlfriend and tries to provide her with a suitable apartment. Again, he becomes very busy under the shelter of that home and is captivated by the talks, glances, and activities of his wife and children. In this way, he loses his consciousness and throws himself against darkness of material existence. Wherefore, when the conditioned soul is embraced by his beloved wife, he forgets everything about his consciousness. The more he becomes attached to his wife, the more he becomes attached to family life. One Bengali poet, Bankim Chandra, says that to the eyes of the lover, the beloved is always very beautiful, even though ugly. This attraction is called Deva Maya. The attraction between man and woman is the cause of mind for both. They actually both belong to the para prakriti, superior energy of the Lord, but both are actually prakriti, female. However, because both want to enjoy one another, they are sometimes described as purusha. Actually, neither is purusha, but both can be superficially described as purusha. As soon as a man and woman are united, they become attracted to home, heart, land, friendship, and money. In this way, they are both entrapped in material existence. The word rujalata upabuddha meaning being embraced by beautiful arms which are compared to creepers, describes the way the conditioned soul is bound within the material world. The products of sex life, sons and daughters certainly follow. This is the way of material existence. So here we have a description of the cheating propensity and a list of all the different difficulties that one undergoes in the material world. So it mentions sukha, dukkha, raga, dvesha, bhaya, abhimana, pramada, unmada, soka, moha, loha, matsarya, kirsha, avamana, chut, pipas, adi, vyadi, janma, jara, marana, arayaha. So among these, we have this raga, dvesha, bhaya, abhimana, etc., which actually refer to the, seem to refer to Patanjali's list of aspects of ignorance and illusion in the material world. So he talks about raga and dvesha and bhaya and abhinivesh, things like this. So these are simply aspects, all of these are aspects of illusion and ignorance in the material world. So philosophically, the cause of everything in the material world is avidya, or ignorance. And this is manifested in these different types of suffering. So we have attraction and repulsion to objects, and fear arising. We have concepts of happiness and distress, and ultimately the prospect of death. So all of this arises because of ignorance, and this means we don't understand that we're actually eternal. And instead, we identify with the material body. As a result of that ignorance, then we end up in this condition of sukha, dukkha, raga, dvesha, bhaya, abhimana, etc. So this, of course, expands in different ways. That illusion will expand, and therefore this long list of things is given, different emotions and distresses that one encounters in the material world, such as madness and lamentation, illusion, greed, envy, hatred, pride, hunger, thirst, mental suffering, sickness, birth and death. So all of this arises because of this identification with the body. But where does the identification with the body come from? Huh? It comes from the fact that the jiva insists on his own independence and therefore his own enjoyment. And therefore gets his body, etc. If the jiva gives up this idea of trying to be independent enjoyer, the remedy is to understand that we are not the enjoyer at all, but we are the enjoyed. So Prabhupada talks here about Purusha and Prakriti. So ultimately, the nature of the jiva is Prakriti, not Purusha. Though often the jiva is called a Purusha, his very nature is Prakriti. That is, Krishna is the Purusha and the jivas are Prakriti. This means that Krishna is the enjoyer and the jivas are the enjoyed. If we accept that position, then all of these problems disappear. And as long as we don't accept this, then we won't have all these problems in the material world. So, accepting the position of being the enjoyed, Krishna being the enjoyer, is a solution to this problem in the material world. If we think I'm the enjoyer, then this will continue. And when we accept that we are the enjoyed, then we're in this position. There is an intermediate solution brought about by Jnana and Yoga, in which we don't really recognize ourselves as the enjoyed, but we simply give up the coverings of ignorance that I am the enjoyer, so that we're neutral. So that technique is also there in Jnana and Yoga, by which one will attain mukti or liberation. But the easier process and complete process is to identify oneself as the enjoyer. When we do so, then automatically the coverings of ignorance disappear, so we don't have to put any extra effort into destroying the subtle body, which is what happens in yoga and jnana. By identifying ourselves as the enjoyed, then the subtle body does not create a problem for the jiva anymore. Normally we have a problem with the mind and things and causing desires, etc. But when we identify ourselves as the enjoyed, then that subtle body can be useful for the jiva in expressing that. In other words, we do devotional service for the Supreme Lord using the subtle and gross bodies. And this further enriches our relationship with as the enjoyed and Krishna being the enjoyer. So that is the nature of Bhakti Yoga. So the destruction of ignorance, etc., is a byproduct of our performance of bhakti. Then all of these concomitant miseries of the material world, happiness, distress, and attachment, repulsion, etc., all of these things automatically disappear. In the spiritual world, there is some counterpart to this. So, we do have happiness in the spiritual world. That is, we have bliss. Is there lamentation, hunger, thirst, etc.? No, not in the material sense. We don't have any birth and death. None of that is there. There is, of course, within that bliss or happiness, a semblance also of lamentation, grief, and envy, etc., and fear. So these are the vibhachari bhavas in prema, temporary emotions within prema, caused by one's relationship with Krishna. Of course, these are quite different from the material ones. The material emotions and lamentation are based upon identification with the material body, ultimately because we want to enjoy it, and we lack our enjoyment. In the spiritual world, all of these different things arise because of our relationship with Krishna and a seeming interruption of that relationship. So when the relationship with Krishna is interrupted, one may lament in the spiritual world. But that is temporary. And then again, one meets Krishna. Or one may become angry because someone is interrupting one's service to the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world. That is also temporary. One may have fear that Krishna will leave. That is also temporary, because even if he leaves, he comes back. So there are counterparts of these different emotions that we have in the material, in the spiritual world, but they always resolve. In the material world, they don't. They continue. Yes, we may get happiness, but then we also get distressed. And we get happiness, and we get distressed, and it goes on like that. But we can never be sure that it's going to resolve in the happiness, because often in many lifetimes it doesn't. In the spiritual world, these temporary positions of lamentation, etc., resolve very quickly, and the basis of eternal happiness again manifests itself there. So therefore, we have the primary rasas in the spiritual world which produce that ananda, and we have the secondary rasas and devachari bhavas which create little disturbances there to increase the bliss, and then they disappear again. So that is the nature of the spiritual world. So if we want that position of eternal happiness, then we have to give up this idea of being the enjoyer or the purusha in the material world. And that gives the method to do that is the practice of bhakti. So we have the definition of bhakti, which means that with favorableness we cultivate a relationship with Krishna. So with favorableness means where we try to please him. So this puts us in the position of not being the enjoyer and giving the enjoyment to the Supreme Lord. And on that basis, then the kleshas, or the sufferings, the ignorance, the desires, the karmas, etc., all get destroyed. Not the goal of bhakti, but they get destroyed anyway. Because the root cause is destroyed. Just as you cut out the root of the tree, the whole tree dies. So we cut out the root cause of all the problems in the material, which goes back to avidya and our position as the enjoyer. We cut that out immediately. Everything is so, as I said, there are different methods of destroying the ignorance in the material world, but this is a natural method. If we think we're the enjoyer, then if we put the Supreme Lord as the enjoyer, this is a natural process by which we can destroy that false concept. The other way, through jnana and yoga, is simply to destroy the concept that I am the enjoyer. But that is very difficult to do. It's a very difficult process of destroying the subtle body and the ahankara and the mind and the senses and stop everything from acting. Very, very difficult to do as long as we're in the material world. It's difficult to stop this. It's difficult to separate ourselves from this. So the natural way is not to stop the senses in the body at all, but rather to engage them in the service of the Lord. And in this way, naturally, we destroy the concept of the enjoyer, the ignorance, etc., that is in the jiva. So that is a recommended process. That of course was mentioned at the beginning of this, where Jad Bharat mentions that finally, the process is to surrender to the lotus feet of the devotees of the Supreme Lord. And then all of this is automatically finished with this position in the material world.
just wanted to comment on how does it feel like every day we should get that suffering. Recently, the Muslim relation, Muslim brothers came in, and I saw this name, and they saw me and they were calling the men, so many, how can I stand? Even though they had a doubt, they had difficulties, but I didn't know the donor.
It's the nature of the material world. In one sense, the Dham's, that's our conception, but the Dham actually is a prakara, beyond our vision, ultimately the Dham. So Krishna is eternally performing his pastimes in the Dhamma, and no one can touch that, but we can't see it. So what we see is the surface vision of things, but beneath that is the eternal Dham going on. Just as Dwarka was covered up by the ocean. But the real Dwarka is still there, still going on. Krishna's still performing his pastimes.
Maharaj, attraction to material objects is due to root causes, desires or ignorance?
What's that?
Attraction to material objects.
Well, that ultimately arises from this ignorance, where we think that we are the enjoyer. Then after that, we get this covering of ahamkara, we identify with the material body, and we develop desires to enjoy with the body in the material world. So the initial ignorance is to accept our position as the enjoyer, independent of the Lord. Well, yeah, that is why we stay here. Once we're in the material world, it's very difficult to get out. It's only the mercy of the Lord that can get us out, ultimately. If we don't have the Lord to help us, we never get out of the material world. So the way we get the mercy of the Lord is through bhakti.
Of devotees, although we get knowledge that we are not this body and we try to come out of ignorance to knowledge to do, still we are attached to material things or material attractions. Why so? Although ignorance part is going on because we get knowledge, for information it's coming that we are not this body and that we should not get attached to material, we should get attached to Krishna. But still we see that devotees are still having attachment to material things. Why this should keep happening?
That is because knowledge, when we talk about knowledge, it has various levels. In other words, we get knowledge and we think about it and we may understand it. That's one intellectual understanding of something. So that's something that sits in our mind or whatever. But the root cause of our position in the material world is that the Atma itself is convinced of its position as enjoyer, not just the mind. And so unless the Atma becomes convinced, then that knowledge is no use. So that is why jnanis have to struggle. They can intellectually become convinced, but that level of understanding has to get into the Atma, and they have to give up the whole concept within the Atma itself, and that's the difficult part for the jnani to do. In the process of bhakti, we cultivate the Atma, we cultivate the Atma's relationship with the Lord. So that we're using the mind and the senses, ultimately the effect is on the Atma. Then it becomes more favorable to the Lord. As it becomes more favorable to the Lord, then that ignorance is automatically dissipated. Well, those stages are actually stages which mark increased attraction to serving Krishna. So the more we're attracted to Krishna and serving Him, the less ignorance, the less concept of I am the enjoyer. until one gets to prema, where there is zero sense of I am the enjoyer, a complete sense of I am enjoyed by Krishna. Basically, that's all it is. It's greater and greater surrender and interest in the Supreme Lord, and less for oneself, percentage-wise.
చెప్పి ఇచ్చేసి
ఉన్నప్పా.